This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here's Mike with your baseball nuggets.
All right, so good win for the Rangers last night. Great win for Bartolo Colon. He sets the record. Now he's the winningest pitcher in Latin American history, passing Dennis Martinez from Nicaragua.
Muy bien.
And so that's really cool. Now let me get into the Texas Rangers of the future. Joey Gallo. So he's having a good start to August, 24 at-bats, 8 hits, so .333 average, .429 on base, 3 homers, and 8 RBIs, and today is August 8th. That's awesome. Here's the deal. Will this continue? No, it won't continue. I've said this before, and you have to understand this with Joey. He's a streaky hitter. Now, what can't happen the rest of his career, if Joey's going to be a Texas Ranger and a contributing player, he's going to go through huge valleys where he's 0 for 27, and you're going to have to deal with that. If you like Joey Gallo or if you want him on the Rangers. But then what we need is August to happen every other month. We need these. He has to be a guy. I've played with guys like this. Jim Thome made the Hall of Fame, and he was kind of like this. All right, so you batted 150 for a month. You know what's going to happen next month? He's probably going to bat 320 with 14 home runs and 40 RBIs. And you're going to be like, this is the best player in the game of baseball, no doubt. And then he's going to go into a big valley and slump a little bit. I'm not saying it'll be month to month. But you have to understand with Joey Gallo, when we talk about Rougned Odor, is Rougned Odor going to go through those valley like he went last year? And no, he's not. He's not going to do that for a three-month period. Joey still might, because Joey's going to be, the way he swings the bat, his approach at the plate is going to be super streaky. What we haven't seen this year from March through July was, where were the huge peaks where we saw this is the best hitter in baseball for a two-week stretch? You can't even question it, because, my God, did he just hit 10 home runs in 14 days? He just did. That's who Joey Gallo, hopefully you get. When the season ends and he has a career year, not this year, but let's just say next year, he bats 235 with 52 home runs. He's not going to be batting 235 consistently. It's going to be 167 this month, 275 this month, 200 the next month, 250 the next month. There's just not going to be consistency with the way that he swings. But what you need is, you need the two-week stretches, and hopefully this starts one here in August, where you're like, this is the best hitter in baseball. But if you ever ask me, in Joey Gallo's career, and I'll just put it, I know he's young, but if you ever say, well, is this who Joey Gallo is now? I'll never say that. No, Joey Gallo is a guy that's going to go through huge peaks and huge valleys. There's guys that have done this in careers, Dave Kingman from a long time ago, that they can be productive players on your team, but relying on them and putting them in the five hole all season long, you're going to go through really huge, huge
slumps.
So
he's got better discipline than Rugi, right? He takes quite a few more walks.
He does for the season, yes.
What unique challenges does he have that Rugi doesn't?
He wants to hit the ball over the stadium.
So could he change?
We've done interviews with him.
Yeah, no, you're right. He has a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah. There's certain guys that you can't get out of their head. The ball going 420 feet or 490 feet all counts the same. They all count for a home run. But there's certain guys that, like, their mentality is – it's in basketball. You're like, dude, you don't have to go try to dunk everything. There actually is a thing called an 8-foot jumper if you just want – it's like, nope, got to crush it on their head. But you don't dribble the ball good, and so when you have to get there and they didn't pass it to you where you can just catch and dunk, you're like, no, don't care, got to dunk on their head. And you're like – but there's more to the game than dunking on their head. And they're like, no, there's not. And I think
the other part is, like, the three-point line is 5 feet ahead of you. You can step forward. No, I'm good back here.
Yeah.
That's where I shoot from.
Yeah, and so I think Joey just has the mentality, and there's just throughout the history of sports and baseball, there's guys that their mentality is, I just want to put on this awesome show when I do connect. And you usually never change these people. Sometimes it does. But usually for Joey, what you have to hope is that you're not going to have just a valley for a long stretch without huge peaks. So what I'm kind of getting to is, what's going to be tough for Joey Gallo and the future of the Texas Rangers is, Where do you put him in the lineup if you keep him for a long time? Because I don't think you could ever really bat him third or fourth, because he's going to go through stretches where he goes 1 for 30, and there's nothing you can do to get it out of him. And then there's going to be the next 30 at-bats. He's going to go 15 for 30 with 8 or 10 home runs, and you're just like, this is the greatest hitter in baseball. So kind of where do you put Joey? I don't know.
Sixth if he's hot.
That's what I think.
Seventh if he's cold. Can you do that?
Yeah, and he's batting fifth today in the game, and maybe fifth when he's going good.
Okay.
And then seventh when he's slumping, and just say, hey, once you start breaking out of this, once you have a game where you're 3 for 3 with 2 home runs, and that's going to happen, that's just the way Joey is, you know, we'll move you, pop you back into more of the middle of the lineup. But that's who I think Joey Gallo is, since we've done a lot of Rougi Odor. And I think Rougi Odor, I'm going to put this out there, I think he's going to represent the 2019 Texas Rangers in the All-Star game. I think he won't be the starter. Jose Altuve is the best second baseman, and there's no argument there from me if you're an Astros fan. But I do think when they're having to pick a representative from the Texas Rangers next year, I do think Rougi Odor is going to be the guy that represents the Texas Rangers in the 2019 All-Star game.
Hold the door. You know what I'm talking about?
Hodor.
When it comes to Hodor, when it comes to Nomar, let's go to the other part of the outfield. Tomorrow, I have my days right. Tomorrow's Thursday. Nomar Mazara is going to start his rehab stint in Round Rock in AAA. So he is probably 4 to 6 days away.
We don't do rehab stints. Back. We're all Adrian Beltre. We just show back up and go.
Yeah, well, he needs to, just to make sure the thumb's okay, saying he's getting strength back in it. So he'll be back in 4 to 6 days, and I'm just going to now turn this into the whole outfield that we thought was the future of the outfield when we got to the start of June, and that was Joey in left, Delino in center, Nomar in right. The Shields can come off the concussion list on Friday and play. So he's going to travel with the team to New York, and it looks like they'll activate him on Friday. Now, when Nomar comes back, what do you do to open up that spot? Now, I guess Drew Robinson right now will be sent down here pretty soon for Delino. But what I look at is Delino hasn't really been doing a whole bunch to make you feel like, okay, those 2 days that he went down to the minor leagues really got him back to where he needs to be. So do you go back to the plan of, hey, Delino, I know there's only 2 weeks left in minor league baseball, but – we're going to send you down for 2 weeks and play you in center field every day and see if you can kind of get back to that 270 hitter we really need you to be. And if you don't do that, probably your other option is, who's now into a pretty good stretch here, is you say, hey, Willie Calhoun, sorry, Nomar's back, and you need to go down to – and that might be the case, because Willie can't play center and Nomar can't play center, and you could put Joey Gallo in center field, but that's not doing your team or pitchers any favors by putting Joey as your everyday center fielder for a 10 to 14 game stretch. So I think, unfortunately
– I mean, if it made sense for Delino 2 weeks ago, why wouldn't it make sense? Because, you want to protect him from a reaction or his feelings. I think if it was the right decision, it's still the right decision.
Yeah, if the organization came to that decision, but it just seems like to me, and I don't know this at all, it just seems like there was maybe a little bit of backlash.
Okay.
And it just seems like, well, we'll just bring him back up.
Yeah, but you got to leave Willie developing. I mean, develop the youth. Delino is what he is, right?
Yeah.
And he's hit a stall in his career that's been frustrating to him, and it's made him try to do too much. So he needs the mental adjustment. Willie needs to let it ride right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel about it. It's just a matter of, you know, you'll put Tochi. The other thing, too, is as I'm going through this, you'll probably put Tochi in center field, because you need to have a center fielder defensively. And then who do I sit on the bench to keep Willie going here?
I don't know. Is it Chu? What's the right answer?
Well, I can't. I mean, sitting Chu would be really weird, right?
I mean, we're developing young players, you know, so – I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. It's weird, right? Because
I don't know. Winning the answer game, is you want to sit Nomar or Joey?
No. The answer to that is no. You don't want to sit either one of them.
Yeah.
But you can't sit your best player that's a veteran. It's just disrespectful to him.
It makes you go back into the other conversation of, I don't know if the Rangers really want to do this, because it does hurt your 2019 team if you're trying to win 75 to 80 games to keep it interesting, is – you just give Chu away right now. Just say, you know what, we don't even need anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys, if we're too hard on this trade situation, because we need to develop Willie as a DH because that's what he is. We need Nomar and Gallo in the corners if we're not planning on trading one of those guys. That's why I talk about that. And then center field, we'll figure that out, is that maybe you just give Chu away. I hate saying that, so it opens up what we're talking about.
Yeah, it is an imbalanced roster, I think, to say the least. All right, it is a ghost town here on the tennis courts in Oxnard, but Mike Fisher still here grinding away. What you got going on?
I got four quickies. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Four things to watch tomorrow night. You're not going to see the top of the Cowboy depth chart at wide receiver. You're not going to see Allen Hurns. He's got the groin. But Lance Lenoir, he's had a really good camp. Every day he does something good. And Kavanaugh, he's bigger than you think he is. He's like 6'1", 200 pounds.
Yeah, he's an adult.
You think he's a small speed guy, but actually he's kind of a decent size speed guy. I think he'll be featured tomorrow Thursday night at San Jose. Cornerback depth chart. There's guys way at the bottom of it who can play. Donovan Olumbo. They nickname him Sherm. I don't even.
Yeah, I think that's more about his hair.
But it's also because his build and his play. They don't even know his name, but. Okay, Kavanaugh, you can be a skeptic if you want to.
I don't think he can play.
I think he can play. And I also think there's like three of those guys. In fact, I think Green, the draft pick from a couple of years, that's Chaz Green. We're going to get to him in a minute. White, the cornerback. I think he's an NFL player. Item number three, Armstrong, the pass rush defensive end. Every day, he looks like a rotational player. I don't know when you play him. I don't know. I don't know who he gets, but he's going to get snaps Thursday night. And then can the fat guys stick? And that's Chaz Green. No offense, Chaz.
Oh.
Can he stick?
I don't think so.
He had one horrible game in his life.
And a lot of injuries.
Yeah, sometimes that's all it takes.
True. And then the other fat guy, no offense, is Antoine Woods, the undrafted Tennessee Titans defensive tackle. He is not their typical nose. He's short and squatty.
He's a try-hard.
And he's definitely a tryhard. But this will be a showcase for Antoine Woods, whoever he is, something more than just punching Travis Frederick in the jaw.
So will you have a report for us tomorrow as well, Fish?
I'll expand on those things, and then let's do this tomorrow too, because tomorrow by this time I will be in San Jose, so we'll get the lay of the land. How about Tank Lawrence for Defensive Player of the Year in the NFL? We'll discuss those odds and what he says about them tomorrow, 24 hours from now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.